USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL charged and acquitted of murdering an ISIS prisoner in 2017, speaks this Sunday on 60 Minutes on why he was wrong to pose for photos with the wounded prisoner.
It's wrong. I'll say it's wrong now. I've definitely learned my lesson. It's distasteful.
He also told the interviewer he had no sympathy for the enemy. The case jumped to the forefront when President Donald Trump intervened on his behalf. The presidents of Turkey and Russia spoke by phone to try to defuse the tensions that rose significantly in Syria after at least 33 Turkish troops were killed in an airstrike blamed on the Syrian government and a new wave of refugees and migrants headed for the Greek land and sea border after Turkey said it would no longer hold them back. The attack marked the deadliest day for the Turkish military since Ankara first entered the Syrian conflict in 2016. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Something is happening this weekend that only happens every 4 years. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Saturday, February 29th. It's Leap Day, an extra day added to the calendar every 4th February to keep the seasons from getting out of whack. Everyone knows a year is 365 days long, but it's not exactly accurate. It actually takes the Earth about 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. So to keep the extra time from throwing things off, the Romans decided a couple of thousand years ago to add an extra day every 4 years. Pope Gregory XIII made some slight adjustments in the 1500s to deal with an additional 11-minute discrepancy. Now it's commonly known as the Gregorian calendar, and we still follow it to this day. Here's a fun fact. In the U.S., leap year always coincides with presidential election years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's 5 times bigger than the previous record holder. 2 space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.